Following the ousting of former Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, a Turkish-backed Syrian militia is now moving against Syrian Kurdish forces, backed by the United States. Ankara is accusing the Kurdish group of being affiliated with militants fighting Turkey. Backed by Turkish airstrikes, the Turkish-supported Syrian National Army is continuing its assault against the People's Defense Unit, or YPG, which Ankara claims is linked to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, which has been fighting Turkey for decades. The YPG controls a large swathe of Syria bordering Turkey, which Ankara says poses a security threat. Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan says Turkey is determined to prevent the YPG and its affiliate, the PKK, from exploiting a power vacuum following the fall of the Assad regime.
We are in communication with the groups to make sure that terrorist organizations, especially Daesh and PKK, is not taking advantage of the situation. Turkey is committed to continue fight against terrorism. All the minorities, non-Muslim Christians, non-Arabs, Kurds, should be treated equally.
For years, Ankara has sought to end the presence of the YPG on its border. Analysts say that with the ousting of the Assad regime and the withdrawal of its Iranian and Russian backers, which had in the past blocked Turkish military interventions, Ankara now sees an opportunity to remove the YPG threat. Birgahan Alagoz is a professor of international relations at Istanbul's Marmara University.
The current situation creates an opportunity for its fight against PKK-YPG because there is no Russia, there is no Iran. Turkey was facing the Russian forces, the Iranian forces and Assad regime forces while it is combating against PKK-YPG. If you name it as an opportunity, yes, we can name it as an opportunity for its fight against PKK-YPG.
But the YPG is still being supported by a small US military force as part of the war against the Islamic State. The YPG is also detaining thousands of Islamic State militants. With the Turkish-backed Syrian National Army now approaching the Euphrates River, analysts say further advances could put Ankara on a collision course with both Washington and Syria's new rulers Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS. Aydın Selcan is a former senior Turkish diplomat who served in the region and is now a foreign policy analyst for Turkey's independent Medioscope news outlet.
The Euphrates now is like a line, but perhaps for US military. If that goes on as such, that can bring Turkey indirectly head-to-head with US, with even perhaps HTS, and it can put Turkey in Ankara in a delicate diplomatic position again.
Analysts say the Israeli military advance into Syria is also fueling Ankara's concerns over the threat posed by the YPG and its political wing, the Democratic Union Party, or PYD. Given Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar's speech last month declaring the Kurds a natural ally of Israel. This comes amidst growing Turkish-Israeli tensions. Hasan Unal is a professor of international relations at Ankara's Bashkent University.
Israel is now carving out a corridor between the PKK-PYD-controlled territories and its own territories. That suggests that this is what they are trying to do, a Kurdish puppet state to the east of the Euphrates. And this is something which is likely to create lots of problems with Turkey.
Analysts suggest that with Israelis' presence in Syria, Ankara is likely to step up pressure on the YPG and will be looking to the incoming Trump administration to end US military presence in Syria. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.